Oh, shit. Hey, guys. It's your host, the one and only, Stony Motherfucking Baloney. Check it out. Oh, I just got back. I just got back from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Went out there. Wow. Went out there, you know, first time going back out there in 10 years to go see my good old friend, Larson, from basic training. It was a good old time, man. It was awesome. It was beautiful out there. I went out there and I went ice fishing, bro. I went ice fishing for the first time ever. Coolest fucking thing ever, dude. And he had a nice get up. It was nice. He had a nice get up. He had a fucking sonar or panna or whatever the fuck it's called. Some kind of sonar shit. So you can like see movement, you know, in the water down below, and you can see like the fucking floor of the lake or whatever the fuck. And he actually he even had a fucking camera, motherfucker. And he stuck a camera down the fucking hole, and it's like playing a video game, dude. You can literally see the fish on the fucking screen up above, just like, and you can see the bait, you know, minnows, and fucking. You can see it just fucking wiggling in the fucking camera, and all of a sudden you see a fish come up, kind of check it out for a minute, and just kind of slurp it in, just, and then as soon as you see that, you fucking yank the motherfucker, set the hook, and reel it in, and dude, it's like playing a video game, but it's real life. It's fucking awesome, you know, and that was the first time, dude, that was so cool, actually. It was so cool. Like, I went out there, and fucking dude, this ice was thick. I mean, it was probably 8-10 inches thick. And we fucking were taking side-by-sides, quads, on the fucking ice with a sled, with all of our fucking gear. And the sled was cool because it popped up as a tent, and it had seats on it. And it had, I mean, it was a sled, and you could put everything in the sled that you needed. It was fucking awesome. We had like, dude, it was the best time I've had in a long time, actually, to be honest. I had the best time in a long time. It was a great way to start the year off. I gotta say that. You know, and I'm glad I was able to get it in, because I was supposed to go out there for 420 last year and do a podcast and all that shit and just have a good old time, but that never worked out. But this, you know, I thought about doing a podcast when I went out there. I was like, nah, fuck that, dude. I'm here to fish. I'm here to fucking just kick it with him and fish, dude. If we're going to do a podcast, we're going to do a podcast here. He's going to fly his happy ass over here, and he's going to come see me, and we're going to do a podcast. I mean, that's how it's going to go down. It's not going to go down any other way. It's not going to be me going over there to do a podcast. Fuck all that. It's just better in the environment it was meant to be in. Right here. Right where I'm at. So, it just makes sense, you know, to me it does. So, yeah, that's the way it's going to go. But, yeah, I had a great time, fucking, you know, flew in tonight, fucking spent, you know, the last day today just kind of just sleeping in and resting up from the weekend. I mean, fuck, it was a fucking, I gotta tell you, it was a fucked weekend. So, I mean, it was good, but in the beginning, it was kind of rough, because I get up at 1:30 in the morning. See, my flight's at, originally, it was at 9:17, right? 9:17 in the morning. And I get up at 1:30, I'm like, fuck, I'm wide awake, because I fell asleep on the couch with my son, and I woke up at 1:30, put him in his bassinet, and went back out there to play, you know, some video games. I'm out there for probably an hour. Around 2:30, I get this notification on my phone. Hey, your flight's at 5:15 a.m. What the fuck? When did he get pushed back 4 hours? Or forward 4 hours, however you want to look at it. So I'm like, what the fuck? It's fucking 2:30. I gotta be there in like less than 3 hours to catch my flight. What the fuck? So I hustle my ass together, grab my duffel bag, throw shit together, you know, grab my boots, and I hit the road. And Then, you know, oh, before I hit the road, I made a, you know, I fucking made a reservation to, you know, have park my car somewhere and have a shuttle take me to the airport. But then, I don't know, there, I just had a feeling when I got there, because even the person at the host that was there, that when I arrived at that early, they're like, are you sure? And they kept coming back and asking me questions and was like, I don't, like, and to me, like, as this is happening, I'm just getting this suspicious feeling that I'm not going to have a shuttle come pick me up, and I'm not going to make my fucking flight in time. So I fucking get up and leave, you know, I fucking leave. Even though I paid fucking for 3 days to park there, I fucking leave, and I fucking go to the airport, hustle my ass there, park. And then fucking get in there, and I get into the lobby, and there's no one there. It's just empty. I'm like, all right. And this is my first time being at this fucking airport, because it's fairly new. It's the, you know, the Painfield Airport, you know. So not a whole lot of, and it's pretty small. There's only 3 gates, pretty small, not a lot of employees there. So there was no one there when I showed up. I'm like, what the fuck? All right. Print out my ticket. You know, because they had the kiosk machine, so I'll go out and put in my information and print out the ticket, and it says, flight takes off at 9:17. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm here 5 hours early? What the fuck? And then I'm laying down on the bench, a stiff-ass wooden bench, and I hear some people walking in. I look up, and it's TSA. I'm like, oh, okay. And then they're kind of like a little confused why I'm there. So we like, you know, we stop and, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what are you doing here? I'm here because of this. Look at this. My flight information says 5:15. She's looking at it and going, yeah, we don't have that flight here. Yeah, I don't, that's not right. You should definitely, I would talk to someone from United, I'm not going to say it. You should talk to someone from that air, you know, that fucking whatever, the flight, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, that person, the thing, the fucking business, whatever you want to call it. So I was like, oh, okay, so I'll definitely do that because what the fuck. So I'm laying there waiting, and I kind of take a nap for a little bit, and then all of a sudden I get woken up to a commotion, and the commotion is a group of people who are checking in for the flights in the lobby. I'm like, oh, fuck. I wake up, it's 5:30, and they said that they'll be there at 7 a.m., and I was like, shit, fuck all that, dude. I ain't waiting. You know, fuck. I'm just going to go through security and wait for a flight, so that's what I went and did. I was like, fuck. I was gonna gripe with them and try to see if I could get, like, first class or some shit, but I was like, ah, fuck all that, dude. I'm here, I'm on time, I'm not gonna miss my flight, fuck it. I'm just gonna go through security, grab a coffee, grab a breakfast sandwich, and then fucking get on my flight and fucking call it good. And so that's what I fucking did. That's what I fucking did. And then fly out to Denver, wait another 5 hours for my layover, and then fly out from there. Finally made it to Sioux Falls. Got picked up by mother, Larson's younger brother, Larson. And then fucking Nate and Dylan Larson. And then, and then we fucking took we stopped at a few places and then went to the actual fucking cabin that we were staying at. And where the fuck's my bomb? Oh, shit. And then, we fucking finally arrived to the cabin. Fuck, dude, it was great seeing him, man. It was great seeing you, Nate. If you're listening to this, it was great seeing you, motherfucker. It was. Fuck yeah, dude. Like when I finally was able to, like, see you in person again after 10 years, oh, my God. I was able to, like, look you physically in the eyeballs. And holy fuck, dude. It was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, for a minute, I was a little stunned, you know, like, speechless. But I was so happy and excited at the same time. I was just, you know, and a lot has changed in the last 10 years. We're both dads now, and, you know, and that in itself has changed us. And it's weird because we're totally, I mean, it wasn't totally weird, but at first it was a little like, okay, it's been 10 years. We know each other, but 10 years is a long time. You changing that from 20 to 30. So, but we mesh just like how we always did. And it was good, you know, like we had a good time. We drank, got fucked up, got fucking, you know, I played some, you know, dice amongst the men and fucking amongst the boys. Say hello to all the boys out there that were at that cabin that weekend. Fuck yeah. And thank you for getting me fucking blitzed, motherfucker. All of you guys. So all of you guys contributed to a good weekend for me. And actually, I was really like, at first, I was like, man, like, all this for me, like, what the fuck? You know, like, I didn't feel like I deserved it, you know? But I was like, wait a minute, this isn't all just for me. It's for everyone, you know? Sure, I'm the one that's flying all the way out there, you know, after 10 years to go see him, and that's the main event, you know, for me and Nate. But for the rest of the guys, the main event for them was just fishing, dude. It was just fishing with the boys. And that's what they went there to do. And a lot of them, you know, well, three of them caught some fucking hogs, bro. Some fucking, like, 25, almost 28-inch fucking walleyes and shit. That was fucking incredible. And I was, you know, I was happy and like, hell yeah. But I was a little jealous because, like, fuck, man. But, you know, at the same time, like, fuck it. It's my first time. Fuck it. I'm here for the experience. Fuck. The whole time I was just having good. But the second day that we went fishing, after fucking two nights of partying, the second day we went there, we're so tired. Oh, well, at least me. I'm so tired, dude. We're sitting there and fucking. I got my fishing pole and fucking. I'm just sitting there, dude, and I'm just falling asleep with my palm in my hand just. Because I'm so fucking tired and exhausted. Because each night, I only got. Like a little bit of sleep and fucking, oh my gosh, and just went hard, played hard, worked hard, play hard, you know, and fucking, you know, I caught some perch, I caught a northern pike, that was cool, never caught a walleye though, not even a small one, you know, but fuck, I'm so happy for those guys that did though, because that was a good experience for them at least, you know what I'm saying, like, but. God damn. But it was also a good experience for me. Yeah, I couldn't get what once I got, you know, I don't know about you guys, but hold on, I gotta take a fucking rip. Yeah, that was the end of it, so it wasn't too bad. I'm gonna load another freshie. Okay. No, but I don't know about you guys, but once you're on the flight, right, and you're on your way to your destination, I don't know about you guys, but I just can't not wait to get the fuck off that plane and just be there. You know, like, fucking, even a 3-hour flight seems like forever, you know? Fuck. Fuck. And then, yeah, today, you know, we were able to just chit chat and catch up and talk more about life shit and about everything and kids and brothers and uncles and, you know, and fucking everything that's going on in the world. And it's a crazy fucking place. I gotta tell you, it's a crazy fucking place. But, yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys that story really quick about my weekend out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I actually want to, believe it or not, I wouldn't mind fucking moving there. I would love to fucking move there, but I got a family, so I cannot just fucking, like, let's go. That shit's got to be discussed, thought about, planned, worked out, you know, and all that other shit before we do anything. And you got to be full bore on board to do it. You can't just fucking be half, you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You got to be 2 feet in, you know what I'm saying? And, well, I'm more than willing to be 2 feet in. It's just my other half, unfortunately. She's got deep roots here. So it's kind of hard. Me, though, I'm different. Honestly, I go anywhere in the world. It don't, well, okay, I got to rephrase that. I'll go anywhere in the United States. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed my story and my little smoke sesh, and I hope you joined me. And if you didn't, well, go ahead and do it right now. If you got a joint, a bong, whatever the fuck, no matter me, fuck a dab rig, fucking hit that shit. Let's go. Alright. Well then, I suppose I shall go to bed because I gotta go to work. Gotta get back to my regular life, to the regular grind. So do you motherfuckers. All y'all. But, yeah. I wish everyone a good year, honestly. So, yeah, just have a great year. Try to have a great year. Try to make the best of our situation. Oh, shit. But anyways, I'll let you fuckers go. Until then, I'll see you on the next one. So, fuck off, mother. Well, I don't want to say fuck off because that's rude. But you know what I mean. I'll see you on the next one, cocksucker.